This episode of Pondering Nerdcast was brought to you by GamingRebellion.com. Join the community today at GamingRebellion.com, where it's more than just games.
Hey guys, what's up? And welcome to the Pondering Nerdcast. This is episode 94. And here with me is
Quartrice
and Jones. And
Nate Rowe.
Yes, I'm trying something different, but
yes,
it didn't really work.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
I wasn't ready.
Complete failure. Sorry guys. Complete failure. Welcome guys. I know we've been a bit of a spotty here and there and whatnot. It's just that things have changed around. You know, people have lives now, so it is what it is.
It's the like, usual. Yeah.
But welcome, Nate. Welcome. I should say, my name is Lance John. Sorry. It's like, I forgot again.
Lord? Is that who's talking to us right now?
I keep forgetting to do that shit every single time. I don't know why, but it is what it is. But anyway, let's get right into it. Everybody's been good, I would say. Yeah? So everybody's been great? No?
Yes.
Great? Yeah, cool.
Been pretty great.
It's been a while since I've been on an episode, so
yeah.
It's what have y'all been playing lately? Like, I haven't even really had a chance to catch up with you guys. So, like, what's everybody playing right these days?
I've been playing a lot of The Division ever since they did the update for PC. So I've been like on that a lot. I'm pretty excited about the new updates and stuff like that. So that's literally about it. It's like, what about you, Quartrice?
The Sims.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
All the mods.
Yeah, I've been playing World of Warcraft, so we've all been kind of just sticking to one thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because, you know, there's a lot of new games out there, but I'm kind of not like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see my age now, because, like, yeah, I really just don't care.
It's like, everybody jumping PUBG, I don't care.
I used to care, man. I used to care. Like, I remember, like, 10 years ago or so, man, I was on top of every game that was coming out. I was watching all of E3 conference. Like, I don't think I watched a bit of last year's E3.
I didn't either. No.
Yeah.
I think I watched, like, the Nintendo conference. I was just like, all right, this is good enough for me. I think I'm happy with what I'm seeing here. All right, great. And I went to bed.
It's sad we're getting old.
Yeah.
It always ends with going to bed.
Yeah.
Every story ends.
Yeah. Time for my milk and cookies in bed. But, you know, that's all I've been like. Those games and that's it. I'm kind of interested in Monster. What was it? Monster Hunter World. I think that's what it's called. The newest
Monster
one.
Monster Hunter's World. Yeah, it's came out for PS4. I know. Did it come out for Xbox One as well?
You think it's on Xbox One? I know it's on PC. Like I see.
No, it's not on PC.
What?
That's what blows my mind, because me and my buddies actually really wanted to play that, and it was a console exclusive. That I don't understand. I know it's copyright type stuff, but like, it's built on a PC, so I just don't understand.
Oh no!
It's not like they built it on a PS4. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand why. Like I said, it has to be just copyright stuff or.
So
whatever deals they have with whoever, but
according to this, it is on PC. It's on. You have to buy it through the Windows Store, so it's not on Steam. Oh, it's playing music. I don't know how to stop it.
the last I had heard about it was it wasn't going to be on PC and at least until fall.
Oh, it's there now. Wow. Yeah, it's Xbox One, PS4. Yeah.
I misspoke. Holy shit.
Yeah. So hey, listen, if you want to get it, I'll get it too, and we can hunt down some weird dinosaurs, whatever.
Yeah.
On Steam right now. Hold on.
Is it? Is it? Oh, let me see. Steam powered. This professional podcasting guys. Steam powered.
See it on Steam. That's weird.
So, I think it's only on Windows. It's probably on Windows only. Like Windows. Let me see. I'm on a Windows computer right now. Let me see. Windows Store. Where's their store? Come on, store. Why they just took out the store?
Yeah,
thing.
I think they took
they're
that
like,
off.
We don't want you buying shit on our yeah. our computer in the. Oh, here it is. Oh, it is there. Wait, no, the stuff.
Yeah, like I'm seeing. I just typed in Monster Hunter PC release date right for Google, and it says it came out January 26th for PS4, Xbox One. It says fall 2018 PC.
So I guess
there's like three or four things right under it that say it's not coming out till fall. So
interesting.
Really weird.
Because according to Google, maybe Google's just lying to us. They're like, it's on PlayStation, Xbox, and Windows.
I just want it on the record that it was Google that lied to me.
Yeah, they lied.
Like, yeah.
We figured it out.
Wasn't my fault.
Yeah, I just checked their store. They're like Windows Store. I don't see it there anywhere either. So,
yeah.
Yep, it's not available. Not yet. So, I guess we got to wait until it gets cold again.
Yeah.
to play it.
Not crazy. Not crazy. Yeah. Not. I have to tell myself that every day.
maybe that's why I haven't picked it up, because I kind of don't want to pick it up, because I know I'll probably get it on PC when it does come out and be upset that I'm like, I have like a level 30 character and I can't transfer any of the stats. It'd just be like, I got to start from scratch again. So it's like, I don't know. It's like an investment I don't want to make right now. So.
And but from what I've heard, they've had connectivity problems, which all the other Monster Hunters had as well. Mostly because they were limited, as far as I remember, the last few anyway were limited to Nintendo consoles, and those just never really had great connectivity online, as far as like ease of use, at least, you know what I mean. So
That sucks.
It's kind of shows like on this one you have to like send a message out. It's kind of convoluted and stuff. I guess once you get it, it's fine, but they make you jump through hoops at first or whatever. It's not just drop in, drop out as easy as you would want it to be, you know what I mean? So that's the only complaint I've heard about it so far, but it does look like a badass game for sure. You just run around with your buddies and kill giant things and, you know, take their parts and make new things. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, pretty cool game.
All right, okay.
All
right. Definitely check it out once it pops up on PC. Maybe it'll be cheaper then. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's like, you
hopefully.
Know, hopefully. But anyway, let's get into our show, guys. So real quick, this is about China. Instead of about like, oh, you know, usually we'd be like, oh, Japan. This is oh China. I mean, it's not so much old China, more like I get what they're trying to do, but I don't know how well it would actually work.
Yeah.
So Ford partnered with a company called Tmall, and which is run by Alibaba. If you know what Alibaba is, Alibaba is pretty much the Google of China. So they have like their own chat, they have their own market. They're like Amazon and Google mixed into one.
Yeah.
That's how much money they have and influence they have.
Yeah.
So they were like, let's, for a limited time, create a vertical garage that works like a dispenser for cars that you can use an app to pay, like to just try out the car, to test drive the car. You have a choice of 10 different models, anywhere from like, you know, the regular family car to like a Mustang or something like that.
Yeah.
And you pay the fees, and you get to try out a car for 3 days. And you just, like, there's no salesman. You go on the app, like, I think I like that 2019 Mustang. Let me order that sucker up, and I can drive it around for 3 days.
Yeah, let me try it out.
You know, that's a trip right there to me. It's literally a car dispenser, dude, like a Pez dispenser. Like, all right, cool. He's like, but a vending machine for cars. Like, just imagine that shit. Like, Nate, you drive, so I mean, would you try something like this out? Just like for kicks?
No, that is just retarded. Like, I'm looking at the picture of it, and I mean, don't get me wrong, whatever, man. I mean, I guess if people like it, you know, cool. It's not for me, but like, I'm looking at the picture of this thing, and I'm like, really, China? Why, dude? Why? Just why? it's just funny, man. Like, I just don't think that's practical in America. You know what I mean? I think maybe, you know, for the Asian market, that might be, you know, and I don't mean, like, in Japan, and again, I know this is China, so it's different, but in Japan, at least, everything is so much more compact and small, and people live way closer together and are crammed into these little apartments sometimes and stuff. And so something like this seems like it would make sense there for sure. I just don't see this as being viable in America for sure. Like, yeah, I think it's just a step above what somebody would be willing to have access to. Would you want the random people being able to have access to this thing? Like it seems like that would also just be a, you know, if somebody needed a getaway car for 3 days.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking along the lines of.
Got one on lock, son. Don't even have to talk to nobody. Just app it up and go pick that thing up from a dispensing. Yeah, no. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, what if you don't want the car to come back? Can you just drive off and never come back?
I'm assuming
it's like you're trying out the car, so I'm assuming that you haven't paid for the car yet.
Yeah.
So what if you just drive away?
I would assume every one of those cars come with some sort of GPS
or a tracking device,
thing. You know what I mean? Like, and don't get me wrong, if you're like some gone in 60-second person, I'm sure you know how to get rid of that. But I'm just saying, I'm sure at least they try to rig these so that they can't be stolen. But who knows? You know?
I'm looking at their concept video, and they're like, you remember the first Transformers when the land were like, I'm going to scan this car and turn into that car? That's what they're doing in the app. They're like, I like that car. Great. But let me scan it real quick. Even though in real life, we all know no one drives that slow.
Yeah.
So it's like, they have all these concepts where it's like, oh, they're going to, like, you have to set up a profile. You have to give them your real name and a face and like an actual picture ID. To do all this stuff. I feel like this is more suited for like rental.
Yeah. Versus that's what I'm really getting at.
Me buying a car. Like why would I need to go to like a Pez dispenser car?
Yeah. like I'm really feeling like this is more like rental. Mm-hmm. You're just going to rent this car for 3 days and then you're gonna give it back because nobody really is going to buy them.
Right.
Honestly, don't see it.
And then, you know, I guess it would be kind of, because it seems like what they're also trying to do is like here in America, Amazon opened up their employee-less store.
Yeah.
Like it's you just go in, buy your shit, and leave. It's like a Whole Foods without employees and whatnot. So I think that's what they're trying to do is like get rid of like the salesman, so like the in between guy, whatever the case may be. But it's like, okay, I guess.
People don't like talking to other people.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I wouldn't want to operate that crap by myself, to be very honest. Like, I feel like something could just go horribly wrong. Like, like a Final Destination waiting. You know what I mean?
It's like, well, serious. I broke everything.
Yeah.
Every one of those cars come tumbling down on top of you. Like,
it's like, I pressed it too fast, horrible. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
I could see, if you're talking 30 years in the future and these actually caught on, yeah, I could totally see someplace like Enterprise Rent-A-Car or places like that converting into stuff like this where these would be posted up at airports and these would be posted
Cause
I could see that.
Because instead of having like such large parking lots, you would just have like a few stacks of these.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like it decreases the amount of land that parking lots take up, you know, so it's like.
Yeah, that's true.
And just build them vertical. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, what if you don't like the car that you got? What if you want to give it back? How do you put it back?
Go right back and be like, I need my money back.
But you're not talking to anybody anymore. So you're just like,
you had to argue with the app. Hey, man, it's like, someone threw up in the backseat of this one, man. I don't want this. It's like, you know.
Yeah, that's another thing is like these cars would have to be regularly serviced, you would have to think, because there's no way somebody's going to want to drive some nasty car that somebody else had for 3 days.
These
God
things?
Knows what they did in it, you know.
Like,
yeah,
so,
that's a good question.
Like, who's going to clean these things unless they have like people in the underground? Like, it goes,
I mean, I could like, we don't see it in the picture here, but I could totally see there being like a whole service station off to the side where they
not only
like something where they could clean the cars. Not only that, but change the oil in the cars, check the tire pressure in the cars, right? Like, they're going to have some of that stuff on routine maintenance because you can't send out faulty cars to people, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, it doesn't say any of that in the article, I don't think.
It doesn't. They don't really go too much into it. Just that it apparently this experiment ends very soon. I think you can, if you're in China and you happen to be around one of these things, you can try it out until, like, April 23rd, apparently. So, you know, it's interesting, but I don't see it working out for selling cars, more like rental. Yeah. I think this would be better for rental. But anyway. moving on to some other stuff here. So today I got the alert on my phone that I wanted to talk about this, that Acer created their first, they created the world's first Chrome OS tablet. Now, not a lot of people know what Chrome OS really is or how it works. It's pretty much literally if you use Chrome, it's just that, like, but on a computer. And because there's been Chrome Box, there's been Chrome laptops, or Chrome laptop with touch screens and shit like that. Whereas this is it's a tablet. It's about the same size of the 10-inch iPad. It's around the same price as well. And the only difference is, like, this has, like, the pen built into it.
Oh.
So, like, a la style of, like, Samsung and blah, blah. Whereas Apple, the only way you can use their pen, you have to spend another extra $100 to buy the pen. And then you have to have the appropriate tablet to actually work it on.
Yes. So,
but this is, everybody's saying that this is a straight shot for Apple. Like, they're going for them. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's like, no, we, because right now in schools, the biggest used computers are Chromebooks. They're they're not Apple, they're not Macs, and they're not Windows. Like, they're not, nobody's really, because schools can't afford it. So it's like,
they want cheap things that will work.
Exactly. And the great thing about Chrome OS is, like, if you break the computer, none of your stuff is lost.
Yeah.
You get another one, you just log in, and all your stuff comes right back. Mm-hmm. So it's all in the cloud for you. Like, you know, so it's
better.
It's pretty useful if you're online. Offline, not so much. Okay. You know, but I mean, you could probably do a few things, but it's not the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And
but if you're in school, it's pretty good.
I think this is great for, like, educational use, or if you're, say, at a company or something like that where you're always connected and stuff like that. Or if it's just something simple you want to get, like your mother, or, you know, or you just want a stupid, dumb tablet.
Yeah.
That's just like, you stick it on the wall. Tell me the temperature today, Google. That sort of thing. I can see that. And the price point they're going for is the same price point as the iPad 10-inch. And there, a lot of people are saying, because tomorrow, after we record the shows, is Apple's going to reveal their cheaper iPad. But we don't know how much that's going to really cost. So,
I feel bad. I feel so bad for the IT guy at that school that has to, like, keep all them things connected and running smoothly. And my God, that has to be such a frustrating job.
I would only imagine because I would say this. I have a few Chromecasts at home, and they're annoying to keep connected to my Wi-Fi. So if that's any indication of what their hardware is like and how it works, I can probably see the same issue with this sort of thing. But it's cheap. It's cheap. You know, it's cheaper equipment for schools, I could just imagine, because, you know, we've heard, like, most schools are not really getting funding this year. And, you know, it's not as much funding, whatever the case may be. It's just like, you know, so something like this I can see taking off and really taking over that, if you want to call it a market. It's a market, I guess.
It is a market.
Educational market, you know?
Yeah.
Because right now, Microsoft is not doing it, and Apple is not doing it. Even though, depending on what level you're on, you will see those computers there, but they're not from, like, preschool all the way up.
I mean, but Apple was doing it, like, 5 years ago.
Right.
That's
but
what
then,
they were saying.
Then they released, like, $1,000 phone and said, fuck everyone.
And they were like, we don't care anymore about education.
Pretty much. Like, I remember they had an initiative. There was, like, an iPad for every child. But there's, like, $500 in an iPad.
Yes.
And they didn't give any discounts. So it's just like, what was the point? What was the point of that? So I don't know why the strategy changed. I'm guessing this is why they're doing this announcement tomorrow, to see if they can co-opt that whole thing and see what happens. I don't know. But it's not the tablet looks very, very, I have an iPad, the iPad they're talking about in front of, not the Acer, but the, I have an iPad that is supposed to be comparable to this. So I can see if I put it up to the screen, it does have the really thick bezels and everything like that. It is very, very reminiscent of an iPad. So,
I hope this gives Apple something to compete against and actually do something innovative.
Well, that's the thing with Apple. They never really feel they need to compete because all their stuff is sold at such a high margin.
Yeah.
You know, all you really need to do is sell a million $1,000 phones and they'll be fine.
Like, yeah,
you
know,
and they have. So it's mm-hmm. It's like, it would be nice to have a better alternative.
Yes.
In my opinion. So, yeah, they don't really have a release date. They do. It's in May, the tablet, this particular Acer tablet will be going on sale. So
okay.
For $329. So it's called a Tab 10. So, yeah.
Tab 10?
The Tab 10, yes. I didn't know they had, I don't know what happened 1 through 9, but Tab 10.
It was so good, it surpassed 1 through 9. Just landed on 10.
It was we're going with 10, baby.
Yeah.
So. We'll see how that
works. Well, does it come with Windows 10 on it?
No.
Is that why?
No. Okay. It's because it's 10 inches. That's why. It's running. It's pretty much running Chrome OS. So that's all it's running. It doesn't have any. There's no. I forgot the latest name of the Mac OS, but whatever it is. But it's just straight up like Chrome, Google stuff.
Yeah.
And most of this shit is free anyway. So.
I would take it.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad. You know. We'll see what Apple is, because all these years I've only bought iPad. When I buy a tablet, it's iPads.
Yes.
But we'll see. We'll see what they have to offer tomorrow. But anywho, moving on to some film news. The Deadpool trailer dropped.
Whoop whoop.
And
Indeed.
It is raunchy. Well, it's not raunchy.
Not really.
It's a good trailer.
It's a good trailer. It's a pretty good trailer. It's funny. A lot of action.
Yes.
I
almost felt like, were they giving it away?
I had that sense halfway through.
Like, I get like this. We know Cable's in it. Great. He's like, I'm here for the child.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a guy with flame hands doing things.
Yes.
And, you know, he's like.
I also want to say just real quick, the child. I'm glad they picked a fat kid.
Yes.
Like, as a fat guy myself, it's like when you see some other fat kid prospering, you're like, good job, guy.
Yeah.
You're doing something. Good job, man. You know?
But
it did look interesting. Like, what is that? Does anybody have a guess of who that kid is? We saw a clip of him, like, standing around a bunch of devastation and his hands glowing red.
I'm not even really sure. Like,
I don't know. Like, he looked like Nate from Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, is that Nate?
It could. I mean, you never know. Because, I mean, it is the same universe, so.
I mean, that'd be really odd, though. Like,
yeah.
Because
I know that the only reason, from the comic books I remember reading as a child, like, the only reason why he came back from the future was to, you know, protect a baby, not kill it.
Yeah, that is true. I do remember that.
That's what I remember. So I'm not entirely too sure. And I was actually, I didn't even know Terry Crews was going to be in this movie. And
I was
just
either.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, he just popped up. I was looking and I was like, oh.
He's like, hey, no big deal. Terry Crews is in the movie. Really? Yeah, I just, nobody wanted to lead with that? But the action really looks like it's really stepped up. Way, 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 way more than part one. I really appreciate that. And it looks batshit insane.
It does.
You know, from him landing in, you know, 11, I'm assuming 9-inch stiletto high heels.
Yes.
doing his thing. Like, he's gotten way more ridiculous in so many things. Like, it's just like, I love it.
I do.
I appreciate this. This is so fucking awesome. And I can't wait. Like, you know, and it's like, you get to see Domino. You get to see some chick with an electric whip. I don't know who that is. I'll be very interested in checking this out.
Yeah.
Was that Domino in the back of the car who was like, I wish I stayed in college
something like that?
Yeah,
that's her.
That's her? Okay.
Yeah. She also stars on the other show, Atlanta. She plays Homeboy's girlfriend on there.
What was Domino's power? Didn't she just shoot people up?
Luck like, or something
she has
like that?
Luck. She's lucky.
Yeah, like she manipulates luck on like some sort of like microscopic level where, yeah, where it makes her like a really good shot. It makes her, you know, like
she has a really good like outcome. Yeah, everything is always really good.
And she's a great martial artist too, apparently. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and you know, there was some sad news surrounding this movie where a stunt woman was. She died. Accident.
What? Yeah, motorcycle.
Yeah, the stunt double for Domino. She died in a motorcycle accident on set. So I hope that they do dedicate part of this movie to her and her family. That'd be awesome. You know,
makes me wonder though. Going back to Cable coming through and the switch around of him, he was supposed to be saving a child and now he's trying to kill the child.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of makes my mind wonder if this kid grows up to be somebody horrible, and that's why they're coming back to do it, like, you know, Terminator style, trying to prevent whatever, you know what I mean? And if that's the case, that's making me wonder, well, who could this kid be? That, like, he's a kid version of. He's obviously a heavy set kid, so that kind of makes my mind wonder, like, who's big and powerful later on in the series. Mm. Comic books, anyways. Mm. Anyway, sorry. Kind of just made my mind wonder a little bit. Like,
no, I mean,
what's up with that?
I'm trying to figure that out, too. I would have to look at the IMDb, see who's doing what, and probably look him up later. But I got to see two of the characters from part one are back, so that's pretty cool, and a bunch of additional mutants. So
also, it seems like they can afford them now.
Right, exactly. Yes. It was like, wait, we got a bigger budget? Give me all the mutants. It's like,
or at least some of them that we can afford.
Right. You saw I think they steal the X-Jet.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what they were jumping out of. I was like, and there is a really quick part, if you look really closely, it's actually Wade Wilson spinning around in Xavier's chair. It looks like Xavier, but it's actually him.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Yep.
I was like, that is messed up. I was like, all right, cool. I was like,
He said something to the effect of, we're going to need like 6 to 7 people between the age that they can carry a franchise for 10 to 12 years.
Yeah.
That is pretty hilarious.
Yeah. I was like, I'm so there. It's like, when does this come out again? It's like, let me see, May 18th. Oh, man, that's right around the corner.
Wow, that is really close.
That's really close, man. I'm excited about that. Man, I can't wait for that. That's going to be fun. That one I must see. I got to see it like a few times. Once inebriated. Then I got to watch it sober. So I could, you know, because I just need to. It's like,
anybody want to put bets on if in the credits or the funny bits that you're going to see Terry Crews dance battling?
Oh,
that would be great.
You know that's gonna happen. If that doesn't happen, I'm disappointed.
It's a big ass robot.
I will be disappointed if that doesn't happen. It's like, but that May 18th, man. That's gonna be awesome. Wait, did I say the date wrong again? Nope. May 18th. Yep. That's when it comes out. So I'm with it, man. Yep. Do your thing. All right. So, moving on to some more film news here. As you know, Justice League did come out.
It did.
Last year.
It did.
This year, we had Black Panther. So, the reason why we're mentioning both, it's not like Marvel versus DC. Not that. They're talking about money. So, apparently, when did this article post? Around March 20th, which was 6 days ago, that Justice League is now the lowest grossing movie in the DC EU universe or whatever, the entertainment universe or whatever you want to call it. And which is... Now, here's the thing. You know, whatchamacallit. Like, I am a DC fan, and I am a Marvel fan as well. So it's like, I mean, I did see Justice League. I did enjoy it. I didn't think it was the best one they have, but it was enjoyable to see, like, all your favorite characters interact with you. You know, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, the Flash, and Cyborg. You know, it's just like, oh, this is super dope, you know?
Yeah.
Live action movie and stuff like that. And, it made a lot of money. It did. It really raked in a lot of money, but it's like...
It didn't rake in enough money.
But...
For like, DCEU film.
Wow. I mean, they're saying like the domestic gross is $229 million. I was like, yikes. I mean...
Yikes.
That's nothing to really sneeze at, but... Yeah. They're like, you know, Tim Burton's Batman from 1989 did $251 million. I was like, damn, man. Y'all just going back in time like that? Just the shit on them? It's like, yo. And they're just like, they're comparing it to like standalone movies, you know, stuff. Mm-hmm. Like within their own thing. Apparently, let me see. They say that, apparently. L'Oreal Paris presents new colorish shine. That is an ad, yes. And I don't know why it's playing. Sorry about that, guys. They're like saying apparently Suicide Squad was able to take in $325 million, which is like Suicide Squad is terrible.
I was very surprised that Suicide Squad could get that much money.
It's a terrible movie, but it's beating. How do you beat out Justice League?
Because I feel like a lot of people have seen a lot of DC movies, right? And after a while, you start to just be like, you know what? I'm going to just wait until the reviews come out for the movie and see if I will actually go see this movie.
Yeah. They did talk about the people who, the critics and stuff like that, did kind of shit on it as well. It just wasn't like, you know...
It wasn't universally praised.
It wasn't. It had issues. Like, I'm not going to lie. You know, weird Superman and his weird mustache.
You know, but I...
the CGI
while
mustache.
Watching it, I wasn't really... I didn't really notice that. I noticed the story more than I noticed, like...
Right,
his face.
There are, like... In the story, there are some cheesetastic moments, but, you know, it is what it is, though. But, yeah, like I was saying, like...
I hated
$229 million for their whole run for the domestic. And, oh, my God. Why are we...
Wow.
I'm cutting off. I don't know why this ad's playing. But it's like L'Oreal, whatever. But anyway, so pretty much lowest grossing within, that's supposed to be like their tentpole movie. This is their their Avengers. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then Black Panther comes out less than a month, billion worldwide, right? But now highest grossing superhero standalone, not a combination.
Standalone.
Yeah. So it's like a standalone superhero movie with no other cameos from any other, Marvel characters.
Except for at the end.
Yeah, except for, like, you know, Bucky would popped up at the end. Spoilers. but, you know, it made, what, 600 something? It's like $633 million or something like that, and which beats out Avengers. You know, $630 million. They were doing a 0.9 mil. Sure, whatever.
0.9.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, as a standalone movie, it definitely beat out the Avengers by a couple million. Not much, but it counts still.
It still counts.
And which is pretty fucking amazing. Like, you know,
yes, it is.
It's like, it's showing all the love, and it's like, well, damn. It's just breaking records. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter.
Except for in China.
Well, you know, we had a discussion last week.
Yeah.
China, I don't know what's going on over there, but, you know, oh, China. But yeah, it's just doing great. Like, they're saying it's on the tail of Jurassic World.
Yeah,
and I was like, really? Wow.
I didn't even know that Jurassic World was that big.
Oh, yeah. It made a lot.
Hated that movie. Or didn't really hate it, but they just didn't really like it all that much.
No, it did pretty well. Like, I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. Like, I mean, it's like...
Like, a lot of reviews, though, they were like, you know, it was all right. But it's nothing like to write home about. Like, the first movie was great. This one was like,
This is old people complaining.
I will say it was a lot better than the third one.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
So much better than the third one.
Exactly.
I feel like anything would be better than the third one, but.
But that's true. I mean, yeah.
Like,
I'm going to talk to raptors. I'm going to talk to raptors with the little thing. Like, no, shut up. No.
It's like, that's not going to work, me. But, yeah, so it's like, I mean, I believe this is its final week in theaters coming up. Because I think it's around 6-week run. And even like it's so successful that Marvel was like, well, let's push up Infinity Wars by a week earlier. So there's a lot, because I think what they're trying to do is get like keep that hype going, mm-hmm. give people a bit of a break, and then boom, you know, 3 weeks later, you got Infinity Wars. You get to go back to Wakanda one more time.
I just want to know how much of Wakanda are we going to see? Is it just like we see as much as is in the trailer, where it's like, you know, it's not that much, because they'd already shot.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah,
like, they didn't know that Black Panther was going to get this big.
Oh, you think they went back and reshoot?
I'm wondering. Like, did they reshoot and was like, we got to put more Wakanda, more Black Panther?
that would be interesting. But I mean, from what the trailers have shown us, it seems like we're probably going to get a good chunk of Wakanda, because mm-hmm. it looks like a major, like a full-on war, opposed to like just a little squad going up against Thanos. Mm-hmm. It's just like, this is like his minions, his armies are going out and fighting the army of Wakanda and like, you know, trying to do all that. Because when you really think about it, the rest of the heroes, they don't have legions, you know, except for like Thor. Like he doesn't have it anymore. Well, but
he still has his people. All right, his people
but
can help him.
From what they look like, it seems like they're not gonna help.
Because <that's true>.
obviously every trailer they put out, it makes me feel more and more hopeless. Because like nothing about their trailers are hopeful to me. It's just like, yeah, I see Tony Stark has the bleeding edge armor, so that means his spine is probably gonna get crushed. If they're going with the comic books, and it's just like, you know, like they're pulling out all the stops for this, mm-hmm. and it looks really hopeless. I don't know what's going to happen. So far, it's like
I'm like, who's going to die? That's pretty much.
I don't know if anyone is going to die per se. I think some people are going to get really fucked up. I don't think anybody's really going to die until the next movie, because I know that recently, what's his name? The guy who plays Captain America,
Chris Evans
said that he's not after Avengers 4, he's done.
Okay.
He's already shot both movies, so mm-hmm. he's pretty much done now. So, I mean, he's probably going to, you know, go around for the press tour and yada, yada, and stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, but I feel like Infinity Wars is probably going to do some crazy numbers as well, because everybody's favorites are in the movie. You know, we get to see Spider-Man again, so, you know, that's freaking cool. Everybody loves that shit, like, you know. So it's like, what? Spider-Man is going to be in a Marvel movie? Ooh! You know, it's
with
like
all the other ones.
And you get to see him in an Iron Spider suit, so that's mm-hmm. pretty cool. So it's like, you know, we'll see how that works out. But apparently right now Black Panther is on the trail of Titanic and Jurassic World to, you know, but I don't know if it will actually make enough. You know, it would have to make another $60 million, it looks like, to actually either tie or overtake those movies. So we'll see. Domestically, I should say.
Who knows?
And sorry, DC. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you're going to make another one. You made $200 million.
Yeah, but
there's nothing to sneeze at. So
it feels like they're going to have to revamp everything and just start all over again.
Yeah.
Justice League felt forced, man. Like, it was super forced.
Yeah,
like,
me too. I felt that way.
Like we talked about this a long, long time ago on the podcast, where I think while they were still, you know, there's still just rumors about it and stuff, but like Marvel, you know, took the long way and was setting up these films individually for quite a few years before they brought everybody together, you know what I mean? And then DC said, nah, we're going to try and do it opposite. We're going to bring everybody together and then give them all their own individual films.
True. Yeah.
And it just wasn't a good business strategy, man. It felt super forced that all these people just showed up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, like, oh, by the way, I was here the whole time, and sorry, I let the world go to crap.
And I did see some news today that apparently this woman who's in charge of their entertainment division is suspended. I was like, oh shit, what the fuck is happening over there? They're like, so I guess they're finally like, you know what? y'all are fired, because what the fuck?
Yeah, like, what is going on?
Because, you know, Batman and Superman are no small names to sneeze at when it comes to fandom. And so it's just like, they're just kind of letting down all the fans, and it's just like, what are you doing?
It sort of feels like they're getting them wrong, though. Mm-hmm. Like, for some odd reason.
It's just like, well, 75 years of story, so give a fuck. Depressing.
Why is he depressing?
He's like a moody child.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm just going to drag this ship.
And it's because they were trying to balance him with the popular Batman already, which is dark. Batman and Superman are two completely polar opposite type people.
Right.
Like, you know, you have Batman who lives in Gotham. It's a dark city. It's mostly shot at night. You know, he lives in that underworld type thing. And then you got the pretty boy Superman who lives in Metropolis where everything's gleaming with sunshine. And he's the poster boy for justice. And it's like, they're just two opposing things. The Nolan trilogy comes out. People freaking lose their mind over the Nolan trilogy because it's one of the best iterations of Batman ever. And then from that point on, anybody associated with DC films and stuff was like, well, we have to emulate that grittiness, that darkness, that, and it's like, dude, that's not Superman.
Not a lot of those characters. And a lot of those characters are like forced into the
that realm,
mopey,
like,
sad.
Yeah, they're like, let's make it realistic. We don't want that. It's like, you don't have to be realistic.
It doesn't have to be.
It's like, it's
super
fine.
Super realistic.
Exactly.
It can be realistic on certain levels, but it doesn't have to be like.
Like, I'm already suspending my belief that a man can fly and bullets can bounce off of him. Mm-hmm. So it's like, come on, you don't need to go that far. Like, you shoot a human side of him. Like, yeah, we know it's common.
Yeah,
we get it.
We get
that.
We
like,
get
come
it.
On. It's like, okay, fine. Well, whatever, man.
I feel like they set themselves up for failure on another level. There's a popular Flash TV show already.
The Arrowverse.
Why would you not just bring him into the film? Why would you not just keep that going?
Yeah.
I mean,
because he was a great Flash. I watched the show.
Yeah, I watched the show too. And it's just like, I mean, there's nothing against Ezra, but the guy who plays Flash in the movie, he's a great actor too. But it's just like, dude, you have established stuff already. Cross over your stuff. And that's what Marvel has done for many, many years, where they've crossed over their TV properties with their movies, you know, back and forth. So it's like.
Although it can be a detriment, okay? Because.
In some cases, it can.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the first seasons, I was like, I don't know what's going on.
The new season, I'm enjoying it because it is some fuck shit that's happening. I'm not going to get into it. That's a long discussion. Wow.
But you were at least more drawn to it because it had some sort of
connection.
Is the word that congruity? Is that what I'm trying to say?
Continuity. It was
continuity.
Continuity, thank you. I can English. it had like continuity to it, right? Like they established in the movie who Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. were before the show came out, right?
Yep,
so
when
the show came out, you're like, oh shit, this is like,
this is wild.
Legit.
Oh my God,
this is legit.
Them.
It's been established already. And,
So
it was just an odd choice to see them go with a different guy for Flash. Not only go with a different guy for Flash, but just make him look pretty outrageous. I mean, he looked like a red Power Ranger.
Yeah,
seriously.
Pretty much. That's what he did. Yeah. So it's like, okay, sure. I'm disappointed. I wish you could do better, DC. Maybe one day.
Still, apparently. Won't give up hope, though.
We'll give up hope. Well, I guess we'll see what the next movie, whatever movie that is. Next up.
Aquaman.
It is? Oh, God.
Oh, really? Oh, come on.
That was
the lamest thing. Like, I'll go ahead and say, for the record, I did not see Justice League, so anything I say about it is taken with a grain of salt. This is just everything I saw from an outside opinion from everybody else.
You're not
else
far too
opinion.
Off.
But, like, the trailer, that was the corniest shit on the trailer, where, like Cyborg's flying with him. And he's like, my man. It's like, shut up. What? It's like, you can't be hip and go back to your Creed music video, man. Seriously.
Like, he did look like he stepped out of that music video,
I hope it's, I don't know. I mean, I don't obviously wish bad things upon those people in their movie, man, but that's just It's like, really, you're trying really hard with an Aquaman movie. That's like,
they really tried.
What's that? Is the Finding Nemo character is gonna make a cameo? Like, what's
that would be hilarious if they did.
But you're not too far off with your assessment of the movie. I'm sure when you see it, you're probably like, oh yeah, it's completely right. Yeah. but anyway, moving on to some gaming stuff here. So it's funny you mentioned The Sims earlier.
Yes.
The creator of The Sims, which is Will Wright, he's created a new game. This one, well, it's not really much.
This one looks so abstract that I'm kind of having a hard time wrapping my head around.
Yeah.
What exactly are we going to be doing with this game?
So apparently, according to his pitch, it's a self-discovery game.
Yes.
The last time that Will Wright stepped out of his lane of making Sims and he created a game called Spore, it was really fun for a while and then no one cared after a while. So it's like this one seems to be more left in the hands of the gamer about connecting your social. They're pretty much saying you're going to connect your social media, you know, platform that you're on to this game, and then it would build like moments and stuff like that. They're calling this high concept, which is like,
it is very high concept.
And I'm not quite sure if it's a game or just a really lovely, really cool looking wallpaper that you can just have.
I'm having a hard time. I
don't quite know how to like describe this game, you know, but right now they're doing a competition for, like, I guess the way you can visualize these things. And it seems like what they do is, like, they take moments and then put it in a bubble and it animates and stuff like that. Yeah. So,
But I don't get it, though.
Yeah. It's called Proxy. And it's like,
I want to get it, though. I want to understand what he's trying to make, but I don't get it.
I don't really quite. Because this is the quote. This is, in some sense, a game of self-discovery, a game where we actually uncover the hidden you, your subconscious, your inner id, and bring it to the surface. Bring it to life so you can interact with it, you can play with it, and you can learn from it, and it can learn from you. We do this primarily by pulling out the memories of your past, these unique things that happened in your life that make you who you are. So it's...
Is it my memories?
It's your stuff. It's going to be your experience, your memories. I'm not entirely sure how they're going to do this. Maybe you have to answer a few questions ahead. Yeah. Like when you boot the game up, it just asks you like this 200 long questionnaire where it's like, all right, great, here's Nate's world.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't know if this might be a good thing, it might be a bad thing, because what if you had like really bad childhood memories and stuff like that? It's just like you're like, it's just thunder and lightning and chaos and stuff, or whatever the case
may be. Also, like a 200 questionnaire.
200 questions. Yeah, I mean, that, like, I'm assuming they didn't say that.
Yeah, they didn't say that, but it's almost like, how do you set up something that is based on solely on the player?
Yeah. Like,
and
it's
their
all
memories.
You.
Yeah.
It's all about you and how you live your life and stuff like that. So it's like,
it actually comes with canisters of LSD that you take right before playing the game, I think. That's probably what happens.
Even their website is even weird too. They're like, there's like the about us section. It's like all these people, and it's like connected to this whatever that is.
Yeah, it's like a web.
Yeah, so it's like it's interesting.
It has an interesting premise, but I'm just lost.
I hope this is free. Like, I really do hope this is free, because I don't know. I don't know if I want to. It's almost like a therapy to game.
Yeah, like, it almost seems like I would fall asleep to this.
Yeah, it's like, well, I guess it's going to be soothing, and I guess.
Making little bubbles of memory. I don't know how I'm going to play with that. But.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the beauty of video games, right? It's like the different genre of things that are out there.
Yeah,
there have been really beautiful games that talked about cancer or, you know, mental illness and stuff like that in the past. So it's like, you know, why not have room for this as well, you know? But I mean, yeah, cool. It's like
one of the things about that quote that scares me the most is it says at the end of the first little paragraph, it says you can learn from it and it can learn about you.
Oh yeah, that's
scary. That's... as far as like, because like some people, seriously, there are bad people in this world, let's be real, right? There are some bad people in this world. Do we really need them seeing that inner bad if it isn't already unlocked? You know what I'm saying? Like, if that hasn't already come out in them, do we need something else provoking it out of them if you're really trying to dig deep into somebody's subconscious? And like, I feel like that should be left for, I don't know, this could just be totally me, but I feel like that there's a reason why people go to psychiatrists, and like this would be like a deterrent to be like, oh, it's fine, I'll go self-diagnose myself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'll go play this game
you know what I mean? And obviously most sensible people wouldn't look at it like that, but if you're talking about a younger generation, you know, who doesn't want to go to a shrink, you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I feel you. Like, I totally feel you on wanting to get it, but I don't get it. And the questions that it leaves in my mind are far more detrimental than helpful for it. I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, he is, Will Wright has always been like pegged as a genius, like a high concept genius type of dude, like almost similar to Stephen Hawking's. Rest in peace. He just passed. So it's like I'm not shocked that he is a part of some this type of project. So it's like at the same time, it's like, it might be way too high concept for your average gamer to get it or even care, which is in some way kind of sad. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, okay, I guess. I mean, there hasn't really been anything released for it yet. We've just seen some concept artwork and stuff like that. And I believe they're holding a contest right now to figure out the world and how they would go about interacting and stuff. So. Yeah. We'll see how that works out for him.
Maybe it gets better.
Maybe. It's like, you know. good luck, Will Wright. to round it off here, this is more of, well, it's not really a rumor. I guess it's kind of been confirmed. So usually when these game rumors come out, it's usually in the form of like somebody stalking EA's like job listing page.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they hired all these people and I know they worked on these type of games, so they must be working on this.
The title said that it was this. Yeah. So they're going to work on this.
Yeah. So pretty much that's what they're pulling from this. So apparently EA is working, is about to begin work on an open world Star Wars game. Which is okay. Cool. Didn't we already have that?
I thought so.
Isn't it Knights of the Old Republic? it's like
I guess that wasn't. There's also the Old Republic, which is the MMO right now.
Right.
Which I think EA actually still runs. Just maybe they don't. I don't know. Been a while since I played it, but yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I think they're just gonna. I hope they don't botch it. I just hope they don't botch it. I love Star Wars enough that it's like, and EA is cancer. EA is cancer. I'm sorry.
It is.
I said it.
It is.
Though. I said it.
It is because
they're just such cancer, and they don't give a shit about their customers. Anyway. Yeah, I can only hope that it's not bad. Like, when I hear open world Star Wars, it makes me think like a Grand Theft Auto Star Wars, and I don't know if I want that, but...
Jump in your land speeder. Like, meet me here between like 4 and 5.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it'd be like a Han Solo game. It's like, you're just a smuggler.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, but...
Smuggle.
It's, I mean, cool, I guess. the whole article is... mostly speculation about what they could be doing and what they're happening, and they do bring up the whole microtransaction controversy, you know, and how that played out, which hasn't been very well for them. I mean, people are still playing the game, so it is what it is.
I don't think that they're ever going. I mean, I hope that they will stop, but you know. at this point, they're like, well, you know, people are still playing, so we'll keep going.
I mean, EA, I mean, like Nate said, EA is cancer because we don't really know what they're doing with this stuff or what kind of new shenanigans they're going to pull. Mm-hmm. It's like, and the whole open world thing is just another level of another shenanigans they can just pull regardless because now it's open world. That means microtransactions and all kind of weird shit that you probably don't even expect and somehow would ruin...
Star Wars game.
Yeah, it just ruined that for me. And apparently this picture here is like some early in-game footage, which, you know, yeah. It's like,
I mean, yeah, I'm like, okay.
It looks cool.
It looks cool.
But, you know, other
I'm
than
happy
that,
we're in whatever place.
Whatever place this is.
Yeah.
It looks like they took this scene out of like Nazi occupied Germany or something.
Yeah,
and it was like, let's just replace the flag, put some stuff over here and whatnot. It doesn't really look that original, but at the same time, I guess it's fine, whatever. but apparently, EA's Vancouver studio will continue to work on it, they say. And they're also known as Respawn, which is the people who work on Titanfall, I believe. And
okay.
That game was pretty well received, so you know, it is what it is with that. So
they're working on a different game, right?
Oh, they are.
So, yeah, it says developer is working on a game of its own.
Okay. A different Star Wars game. Okay, all right.
Yeah, you know what? I'll say it right now. Like, even if EA makes it, we'll find out a lot more when we find out who the smaller studio is that they're working with.
Right.
Like, if we find out it's BioWare, then you're talking possible next Knights of the Old Republic, like Knights of the Old Republic 3. And people would lose their shit.
Yeah, they'd be waiting for that for a while.
Yes.
KOTOR is one of, like, those two games, like, people are, you know, they're just so beloved. And
yeah.
So if another one comes out, people will buy it regardless. And I think EA knows that for sure. Mm. But we'll know a lot when we find out who the, like, sub-company who's actually handling the game, you know what I mean? I just hope it's not like most EA games, man. Comes to market rushed. It's not finished. It's not properly balanced. You know, there's just... EA has a track record, man, and there's a reason why we say it's cancer, you know? Like, for sure.
Yeah.
So it just sucks to have something that, like, a franchise you love so much, like Star Wars, be under the thumb of somebody like EA, you know what I mean? Like, anyway.
And that's what they're banking on, too. It's just the fandom of this stuff, because they know that Star Wars fans will come out in droves for this stuff, for the video games, for the movies, for the cartoons, for the books. You know, like, they will. And I agree. It definitely does suck. Like, I definitely bought Battlefront, the first one. I loved it, but I was kind of disappointed with some other things because it was too much like the other Battlefront, where it's like terrible controls when it comes to flying things. It was just it's like, oh, come on, man. Like, I mean, like, come on. You don't need to, like, it's Star Wars. You do not need to just continue the bullshit. But I don't know.
I was trying to think of a good analogy, and the best one I can come up with is, like, EA controlling Star Wars is like the Nazis controlling Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Oh, my God. There you go.
Mad as fuck. You'd be like, I love Ben and Jerry's, man. This is so shit.
You just, like, hate eating the ice cream. It's like, he's like, but.
I mean, but you would still buy it, though. If they made, like, a good ice cream, people would be like,
I'm going to buy this on the low.
I hate eating it, but it's so good.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. So it's like, maybe they'll give us some information this year at E3. Who knows? I know there's some few things that's going to be announced this year, which I'm kind of looking forward to, but we'll see.
Well, E3 is right around the corner, and if they're like...
Just hiring people.
Yeah, I doubt we're going to see anything about this.
Like,
at the very most, maybe just like a teaser something, but yeah.
Or they'll do like a teaser like Nintendo did for Smash Brothers, where people lost their ever-loving mind and shit.
Like, literally show nothing.
What? Just have people it was just a symbol. And I was like, wow, I've never seen that before. I mean, I like Smash Brothers, but not that much. Jesus Christ. But that's
all they'd have to do in for like this Star Wars one is just have like the Force theme playing in the background softly, some smoke a voiceover, and then all of a sudden, like a quick flash of like KOTOR 3, and people would lose their shit, son. Like, that's all. Like,
I mean,
it would be crazy.
It would probably, if it was just one picture,
right?
And that was it. Like, you know, with some fog and a voiceover, they would love it.
They would love it.
Music, that'd be great.
Indeed. Yeah. All right. Well, this brings us to the end of our show. So don't forget to check us out on GameRebellion.com. That's where you can find most of our episodes. Check out their website. It's pretty cool. We're also on the Gifted Sounds Network, and the Gifted Sounds Network is an affiliate with Universal FanCon that comes out this year. It's the first convention of its kind. If you use the code Gifted Sounds, all one word, you can get 10% off your ticket. You know, so, and a lot of the Gifted Sounds people are going to be there, including some of the Pondering Nerdcast people as well. So. So hopefully we get to see you guys there. Come over and say hi. We will have the Give the Sound Network will have a vendor booth there.
Oh,
so come check us out.
Vending.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You'll see what we're vending. Yeah, I think you'll like it. But anyway, until next time, guys. It's been fun. We'll see you guys next week, hopefully.
Yes. So,
later.
Later.
Later. Three she sells.